B-Pod Studios.
It's 95.1. Manny, Roy, and
Lorette. I peed in a pool.
That's us. You would hate working with us.
With somebody really hot and you're like, I can't give it up this, like, on day one, you wear the most awful pair of panties.
Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to your January 11th. Today is a Monday. It is a 2021. Make sure you write that down, 2021, so you don't. I got a bunch of commercials and it had an end date of 2020. I was like, well, that's not right.
2021.
That's 2021.
How could you forget it's a new year?
Oh. And in fact, someone said that this, because it's 2021, all the people who work at the liquor stores and work at the grocery stores and stuff, when they ID you, all they need to see is a 19 now.
And then you're good.
And then you're good.
Don't That's you crazy. Feel old?
Because yep. if you were born in 2000, you're 21 now.
Yeah, I mean,
or 20. So
that means there's kids who... No, okay. So that means that the people who are drinking was alive for 9/11. Okay.
Well, barely. Yeah. They don't remember a lick, but they were alive. Mm-hmm. Producer Nicole, was our operation... Did you figure anything out?
Everything's good.
Okay, good.
He's just off today.
Okay. All right, our buddy Phil from K104.7, who does the morning show over there, isn't there right now?
I assumed he wasn't there. You, of course, think that people die.
No!
When I walk in the morning... And everything is pitch dark and no one's here. I'm usually like the second person here. It's always someone from K104 here before me. But like I thought the power was broken. I thought something was wrong with the fridge. The coffee pot wasn't on.
Bill is our station dad. He turns everything on and gets everybody awake. Comes into each studio. Rise and shine.
He really is.
Let's go. We got to do it.
I got breakfast on the stove. Come on down.
You guys got 10 minutes before showtime. That's our Phil. All right, let's do a Monday morning song.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Where is the love?
It's fine. We don't need it.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show. We've got your shot at the $10,000 grand prize. We want to pay your bills. Whatever you have, or kick off your 2021 on a positive note, 10 grand can be yours. 8 a.m. this morning with a Kiss Cash Code.
Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy the promo?
I needed to see you guys. I'm having a good time because I had a rough weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
Saturday, Ruby fell off of a tricycle and almost bit through her tongue.
Ooh.
You were supposed to be watching her, weren't you?
I was watching her.
Okay.
Couldn't help that she fell off.
I watched her hit the concrete.
It was up the street at a neighbor's house. I felt so bad.
I guess what I meant is that your wife Amanda wasn't there and you were responsible.
I was responsible.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Amanda was doing schoolwork with Dean on a Saturday morning and I took Ruby for a walk to get her out of the house. We stopped off at a friend's place. She got on the tricycle and then when she tried to get off, it tipped on her. You know how those tricycles are. And the handlebar, I saw the whole thing, the handlebar nailed her jaw and blood started immediately coming out. And I'm like, oh no, did the handlebar cut her lip?
Well, mouth wounds are the worst too because it looks like so much more blood than it actually is.
So I didn't know what was happening. I knew that she was cut. So I don't want to create too much chaos at the house. So I just go, hey, there's some blood, so we're going to head. And the guy's like, uh-oh, all right, we'll see you later. So I call Amanda and I'm like, I got a 2.5-year-old female who's coming in with a bloody lip. I don't know what happened. She fell off of a tricycle and she's coming in. Please be prepared. And Amanda goes, okay, I'll be prepared. Thank you.
Oh, it's like you called a hospital, like you're an ambulance or something.
Because if I came into the house and I was like, babe, I wanted to break the ice. So she answered her phone for once. And we came in and then Amanda goes, oh, babe, look at her tongue. And it was so bad. I felt so bad. I will say this, though. It is Monday at 6:08 a.m. This happened Saturday at like 11:30 a.m. She hasn't said one thing about it.
Aw.
And your wife or Ruby?
No, my wife had plenty to say. I felt so bad, but I guess, the tongue is a resilient little muscle, and it was bad on Saturday, looked better yesterday, but it's big.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. My son is teething right now. He's like, literally, he just turned 7 months old. He has 6 teeth. The 4 on top, all in the front, are coming in right now. He's absolutely miserable.
Ugh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Lots of vodka, lots of Jack Daniels, just like our parents did and our grandparents did for us.
A little for you.
Yeah.
It's dry January in our house.
Oh, what?
I don't know why.
Why do you do that?
I don't know
why she does those things.
Torture yourself. What about you, Ren? Roy, sorry.
So, you know, we're on pretty strict quarantine lockdown at my house because the cases are so bad. So we don't really go anywhere. We're kind of back to how it was in March, not going to grocery stores, kind of doing the whole thing. And then, but Saturday, we already got stir crazy. And so we just drove around just to see what was going on. And when you went through South End, it just, it's like the virus doesn't exist.
Right.
And then so I'm sitting there making the comment about how I can't wait to get the vaccine so I could join these idiots. And then I start looking into the vaccine and I'm reading all these articles on how North Carolina is like the worst as far as the speed and distributing and the rollout. And I'm like, now I'm upset. But before, I would have never known. You know what I mean? Like before I thought, oh, okay, seems like it's on track.
Yeah.
Like it seems like they're doing a really good job.
Why is it so behind?
I don't know. Every other state somehow is light years away ahead of us.
Even those states aren't great. I've heard. Like some governors, Democratic and Republican, have written to the Biden campaign asking Joe to help the rollout when he takes office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they might do something different than the Trump
administration.
But yeah. Roy, how about me reading like on the toilet yesterday, CNN, like I scroll through different news feeds and it's like, got the vaccine, now my life could go back to normal. Not so fast. I'm like, what? No, shut up. When I get the vaccine, my life is going back to normal. Leave me alone.
Well, you still need, because you could still get the virus and spread it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You still have to wear a mask and all that stuff. But it was about grandparents in particular. Like, can they go visit their grandkids? You know, and everybody's like, oh, every grandparent wants to hug their grandkid. Can you do that? And it was like, not so fast. But that was just the headline. When you read the article, you go on to read and say that it is safe once you get the second shot.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I saw a guy at the ABC store on Saturday with no mask on.
Oh.
So me, being the me that I am, I go, because we were both looking at the vodka section, I go, let me guess, antibodies. And he goes, yep, with a smile. I go, okay.
That's probably what
Bragger.
He says.
And that's what he said. He said he had the antibody.
But I guess even if you have the antibodies, it's the same thing as getting the vaccine. You can still spread it.
I don't know.
Selfish.
I don't know, Lorraine. The guy had no mask on, and he was a younger guy. And I just said, let me guess, antibodies. And he smiled and said, yep.
Speaking of, rumors and reports that there's coworkers of ours that wander around with no mask. Did that ever get addressed?
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay. Listen, the rules are the rules, man.
If I gotta wear a mask, they're wearing a mask. Listen, if I don't have to wear a mask, I'm ripping it off.
All right, it is a Monday show, and you can see we're excited to be here. The complaints are heavy, but the comedy is going to be good, too. No, we are telling you what goes on in our weekend, and this is what happens with our weekends. I actually had a really good conversation with a friend of mine who is a Republican, voted for Donald Trump both elections.
Uh-huh.
And we were texting each other and I said, let's just call each other because this text is going nowhere. You're saying one thing, I'm saying another. And we had a really good conversation. And it was really nice to know that he condemned everything that happened at the Capitol. And the other good thing that was a positive conversation, a part of the conversation, and I know a lot of Republicans feel this way too, is like, hey, we are going to allow Biden and Kamala Harris to run the country. Like, we accept defeat, and we will look forward to 2024. And I thought that was it. Yeah, I'm like, good. That's what you should do. That's what happens with elections. One candidate wins, one candidate loses.
Yeah, just Republicans have had a hard time since November coming to that conclusion.
Right. So it was, and this is somebody who, again, voted for Trump twice. Diehard Republican, great conversation. And I was just, you know, because there are some people, too, that, like, don't condemn what happened at the Capitol. Wow. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's move on. We're coming back in just a minute. We're going to tell you about a company who wants to fine its employees. In fact, they've been doing it. They've been fining their employees. If they're doing this more than once a day, we'll tell you what that is.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So there's a company in China that's come under fire for firing what they call lazy employees.
All right.
They're fining employees who do this more than one time a day. What do you think that is?
Smoke.
And close.
Check their Facebook?
It's taking a break. It's using the bathroom.
That's not taking a break.
Well, I don't know, because I've had...
Oh, actually, I do take that back, because there's someone here that, when I go to the bathroom sometimes, is in there and takes forever to come out. And not only, she's not, like, not just in the bathroom stall. She goes to the mirror. She, like, washes her hands twice. She messes with her hair. She plays with her face.
She's stalling?
Yeah. I don't think she's enough to do around here, quite honestly.
We're already short-staffed. How does somebody not have enough to do?
I don't know. It's somebody flying under the radar.
Oh. To the cracks.
Yeah.
I don't know. And when I worked at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet, and it got really... Yeah, plug bell for the company that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, so sad.
That was sad.
A plug bell for the company that shut down due to COVID. But when I worked for the buffet, sometimes when I was really, like, overwhelmed, I would go hide in the bathroom.
Just need a five.
Okay, so maybe this company's onto something. They admitted to enforcing the once-a-day toilet break policy, and they fine employees.
Once a day?
Yep, once-a-day toilet breaks, and they admitted to enforcing a bizarre, let's see. Oh, and they're fining employees who break it with like 20 yen, I guess, or whatever they have over there, yuan. Uh-huh. $3 is what it is the equivalent over here.
Oh, my gosh. I'd basically be paying to come to work. I drink so much water during the show that I mean, you guys know, I run out constantly to go to the bathroom.
Roy doesn't always go once a day. I go once a day. You don't always go once a day. Sometimes you stay in the studio the entire day.
That is true.
I go at least once a day, whether it be right before I leave or middle.
But not here, at work, I mean.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh. At least once a day I go to the work, but not multiple. I got a horrible kidney and bladder.
No, you got a great kidney and bladder. It holds everything.
Oh, okay, that's one way to look at it.
And Lorenz is the size of a peanut. She keeps going.
I think it's normal for the flow to keep going. Okay.
According to notices issued by the company and leaked by social media by disgruntled employees, at least 7 staff members were penalized on December 20th and 21st. The rule has sparked outrage online, but company officials explained management's decision is to create the bizarre rule is by saying that many employees were lazy and using toilet breaks to smoke and avoid their daily duties.
Okay. If you're smoking, then...
In the bathroom?
Listen to what the CEO said.
Also, there'd be a lot of people here who would be so screwed if that was because their smoke breaks. Yeah. There's a lot of people here that go outside to smoke.
Remember we talked about that? Did you take up smoking to go talk to the boss?
Mm-hmm.
People are like, yeah, my boss used to smoke all the time and I wanted a raise. So I took up smoking so I can go talk to him about a raise.
I don't know how anybody could take up smoking when it's so cold outside.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You really got to love that.
The CEO, I'll just leave it at this. The CEO says, quote, "We are helpless. The fact is that some of these workers are lazy. We tried to talk to them many times, but they didn't achieve a positive result yet. So we figured the fine would be the best way to limit the breaking of the rule." So,
I don't. There you go. I mean, put a camera outside though, then, so you can see when people go outside to smoke versus just going to the bathroom.
I don't know. Who knows what happens inside the bathroom, Loren?
Right? Are people smoking up in there?
Oh, that's a no-no, right?
Right.
Especially on an airplane, Roy.
Yeah, it's not the 50s. You can't smoke anymore. There's a sign that says it.
That's true.
I remember I had a sash because I was the hall monitor in the basement.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This is kind of interesting. Loren, would you stay in the city that you moved to for a guy after you broke up with that guy?
Am I thriving?
Well, let's find out, because that's what Erica in Fort Mill is doing. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
So you moved to a city for a guy, and things didn't work out, and now you don't know what to do.
Right. I moved to Fort Mill in South Carolina to be with a guy, and I've been dating him since March, actually, of last year, online in Literotica. It's like a chat room.
Okay. And you met him on Literotica, and then he talked you into physically. Where did you move from?
I lived in Indiana before.
Okay, so you moved here from Indiana. How long ago?
I've been here about a month, like 4 weeks.
Oh, and you guys already broke up that quickly.
Right. moved out on him after 2 weeks because he is nothing like I thought he was. He is completely 180 different than how he was
online
when we were dating long distance. He's sloppy. He has no relationship with his family at all.
Holy cow. So you were online chatting and online dating. You then moved all the way here to Charlotte, well, down in Fort Mill, but the Charlotte area. And you move your whole life here, and it only lasts 2 weeks before you move out.
Right.
I mean, you haven't even had a chance here yet. Why are you even considering staying? I mean, Fort Mill's great. Charlotte's awesome. I know you'd love it here. But if I was only in somewhere for 2 weeks, I'd bail.
Yeah, I would too. Because, I mean, clearly you have roots back to wherever you were, right?
Right. But, I mean, I was looking forward to, I don't know, this relationship working out. And I guess it's hard to accept that it hasn't. I don't know.
There ain't much happening in Indiana, though, either. Let's be honest.
True.
I mean, Charlotte's pretty
cool. Probably has family there.
It's family schmamly. Start something new. There's a whole world on the other side of the wall.
You know, if you come closer to Charlotte from Fort Mill, we got tall buildings.
Wait a minute. I have an obvious question, Erica. You moved here 4 weeks ago for a guy. You moved out 2 weeks ago. So there's been 2 weeks of you staying where?
I'm staying at an Airbnb, but like staying at a hotel isn't an option because I'm running out of money and I don't have a job here yet.
This is a should she, you guys. We do these segments where should someone do something? Should Erica stay here in Charlotte? Round the room, Loren, you first. Should she?
Erica, is there any chance that you guys would get back together?
I don't think so.
Okay, I say bail then.
Well, let's see. Do you like your family? Because, like, if they're already annoying, you could just have a totally fresh start in a new city. We have a lot of jobs, I guess, you could work. I don't know what you specialize in or what you do. But it's probably bigger than where we are in Indiana.
I don't really want to go back to Indiana, but I mean, if that's my last option, I don't know.
But she could go somewhere else that she chose.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go buy a globe. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to spin the globe as fast as possible, and then with your finger, touch something.
Y'all, that's my fantasy.
And then wherever it lands, you move there, and that's your new home.
Okay.
I think you guys have it all wrong. He's joking. Don't spend your money on a globe.
I mean,
you need that for Airbnb and rent.
I'm halfway joking.
No, Erica, think about it this way. You moved here for Jackass. And you should stay here and build a life.
Absolutely. That's why I was asking, like, how long have you been here? Because if you're thriving, you should stay and torture him.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. I want you to go find the hottest guy and just flaunt it. Post it on Insta.
Show up at the same places. Mm-hmm.
Should she stay or should she go?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
This article that alludes to the fact that couples who meet on dating apps are just as happy as those who meet in real life.
Yeah, I met on a dating app.
Yeah,
and you're just
true.
As miserable as the rest of us.
But it does go on to say, you know, you think that dating apps equate to just hookups and maybe casually moving furniture but not love, but that's not the case. That people are really happy in their relationships. And I don't know, I'm not sure why this article doesn't go on to say why, but it says that women who match with a partner on apps have a stronger fertility desire.
Whoa.
I don't know what that's about.
I have an interesting take.
I think I know why, by the way, they have a longer
Go ahead, why?
Because the ones who meet on apps have a stronger fertilization desire. It's because they got the biological clock and they're trying to do everything to date and find people.
That's probably true. Yeah, okay.
They're using it for real.
Yeah, they're like, I got to find someone and I got to have a baby within 4 years. Yeah.
I can get on board with that.
Yep.
Listen to this theory. How about like, I met Amanda and pretty much every girlfriend I ever had before that without the apps. In fact, I've never been single for Tinder or Plenty of Fish or anything like that.
Right.
I never did. But I think there's something to going out when we can all do it again safely and meeting someone at, like, a bar or at some sort of an event. And the reason is because you already have common ground, right? I mean, bless you, Roy. You already are at the same bar. You're already out, which means, like, okay, you know, you vibe this place, I vibe this place. Or if you meet through friends, mutual friends, you're like, okay, you like this crew and I like this crew.
So there's actually another piece of this article that says that couples that are getting together through these dating apps are more couples of different backgrounds.
Right.
So, like, like a higher education woman with a lower education man. Or vice versa.
Yeah, I've met some bright women in my day who are like, I'll pass on this idiot. I mean, trust me. I dated one girl who was so smart. She wanted me to read to her before bed. She's like, let's read poetry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I know. I was like weirded out by it. And I was like, yeah, is it erotic poetry by any chance? But I don't know. I mean, 980 just texted in and said my mom and dad met online and they've been married for 5 years now and he literally is the best thing that ever happened to her and he's a great dad to me and my brother. That's okay. A fantastic text message.
I think that as you find people become older and older, the majority of people would have met on dating apps because it's now the norm. It's just common.
I have a friend who's in her 50s. And she's like going through a divorce and she just started dating on dating apps. And she's like, Loren, it is a completely different experience. She's like, this is a surreal environment for me. But I think she feels like she's thriving.
Yeah. Well, because before the dating apps, if you didn't like going out to the bars, maybe you didn't drink.
Right.
And maybe you don't like sporting events where you meet people, or maybe you just didn't have a ton of friends with single friends. Like, you had a hard time meeting people.
Yeah.
And now this opens up a whole new world to you, mm-hmm. right? So, all right, good luck to everyone who met on a dating app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, on the rap party, it is more MRL unfiltered. And we learned something that Loren gave our producer, Nicole, something for Christmas.
Yeah, but
a gift.
Okay, well,
that was outside of our Secret Santa gift that we were doing with each other. Gift,
and then it made Manny and I look bad. Now, and there's a lot of layers to this. Number one,
right.
We just discovered this Friday, and meaning Nicole just got the gift 3 weeks late.
I gave it to her. She forgot about it. And then when we were talking the other day, Manny, you brought it up. I did not bring up this conversation, by the way. But you said when you give somebody something and they don't say thank you for it, do you say something to them?
Right, if you gave them like a money and a card or something like that.
So then that made producer Nicole remember that I had given her this card, and she went and read the card, and I'd given her a little extra money for the holidays. And you two were upset with me, even though I asked you if we should give her some extra money, and you guys said that you didn't have it, so I didn't want to push you, so I just did it myself.
Uncomfortable much, Nicole, to be listening to this?
No, it's just, I mean, it's funny to hear y'all side, but it was like one of those things where I'm weird in the fact of, like, if I get a birthday card even a week before my birthday, and I'm going to want to open it on my birthday. And it was the same thing with Christmas, is she did this on the last show, and we went to the ballpark afterwards to do our Secret Santa and whatnot, and I had it in my book bag, and then you guys were talking about how extra the card was, and Loren was like, no, you can open it later, but now that makes sense as to why she would say that, to not open it in front of you guys.
Because I didn't want to make you guys feel bad.
So, okay, so that's the other thing to this, too. You knew what you were doing. You knew, instead of talking to us, say, hey, I was going
to
do it.
I did talk to you guys.
No, that's not how I remember it.
I literally asked you guys, hey, can we give Nicole something for the holidays, like a little bonus? And you guys said you didn't have it. I didn't want to make you feel bad and keep pushing and be like, well, I'm going to give her money anyway.
Okay, and just to be clear, a couple things. One, she does a little more for you than she does for us.
Right.
She puts in commercials for you. She edits your code words that we do for the Kiss Cash Code, things like that. She does
And then behind the scenes, you're a nightmare. She has to deal with that.
Oh, right. Come on. I'm the least drama on the show.
You're the least drama on the show?
Nicole, am I?
100%. She is the least high maintenance.
What time does she arrive to work today?
Okay, that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You know what Loren did? Loren literally paid Nicole to say that.
No.
With that money in the card you gave her. So anyway, Loren says, hey, are we going to do a little something extra for Nicole this year? And I said, we had a 10% pay cut and we didn't, our bonuses were taken away. Mm-hmm. Wah, so bad us. Okay, I get it. But there wasn't a lot of extra around the holidays for the Manny family and for Roy too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shut up.
Shut
doing that renovation on that check, too.
Sailing for Ren.
I quit. This is a no-win conversation for me.
And by the way, this isn't even how the conversation was supposed to go. I thought y'all were going to rat on me.
Well, we are. We're getting to that.
Okay. One thing at a time.
There's a lot of stairs for us to climb. Okay. So then, Loren, you should have said, hey, well, listen, I'm going to give her a little something. Just a heads up so we would have known, because we didn't know until Friday's rap party. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll close that door. And then the other one that is really interesting, and I know people can also chime in on this because it is pretty funny. It's like Nicole found a gift from Loren 3 weeks late. Did anyone else ever find a gift that they gotten and they like either forgot about it and found it like 3 weeks later, or you know what I mean? Like you just stumbled upon it. You're like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot. Like,
I don't know how that's possible.
Well, I don't know if this is the exact same thing, but my friend who I do my podcast with, Mommyhood to Menopause, she buys Christmas gifts right after Christmas for the next year. But her daughter is like a mega snoop. She's like me, and she finds everything. So what Barb does is she hides the gifts. She wraps them and hides them. And then sometimes she'll forget about those gifts during Christmas. So then she'll give her daughter a random Christmas gift 2 years later in March.
803 texted in and said, I'm with Loren on this. 704 says, you guys, back off Loren. She did something sweet for Nicole.
Thank you.
She did do something very sweet for Nicole. But like, even like Nicole's point, like, as soon as I get something, I'm so excited to open it. I understand that you like to wait until Christmas, but I couldn't wait to open up Lauren's card to see what she wrote to me.
Yeah.
By the way, there was no money.
No.
I got you something.
But Loren put a really sweet note in mine, and I saved your card, too,
because it was a really nice note.
I wonder if it's the same note that I got, except she just switched out Manny to Roy.
No, because she talked about how she hated you and Molly.
Because she mentioned something about my fiance, Sterling, and mine. Do you remember the movie? You remember Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
And Clark gets stuck up in the attic, and he finds a present that says Mother's Day 1985 or something, and it's all dusty. He forgot to give it to her. So we'll take your calls on that, 704-570-9595. If you ever accidentally forgot to give a gift or open a gift, we'd love to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's talk with Gabrielle in Kings Mountain.
Hey, Gabrielle.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
We're good for a Monday. So what happened to you? When did you find something?
So my mother-in-law had bought me an Ancestry DNA kit for Christmas, and she had lost it, and she found it and gave it to me yesterday. I was so excited, though. I posted it all over Facebook about it. Was my 2021 goal was to get my kit done.
Cool. And was it a Christmas gift for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And she just lost it and then found it and gave it to you yesterday. That's good. Late Christmas.
I get that, too, because it just comes in a small box. I got one to give to my mom for Christmas. This is Talia in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi.
Now, Talia, it says here, for the past 2 years, you have forgotten to give gifts to your grandma and your dad.
Yeah. And now it's become kind of a joke between them.
What do you do with the gifts? How come you forget to give it to them on the holidays?
Well, because I have two little kids. And so getting them ready to go, like, everywhere on Christmas, I've been forgetting the gift under the tree.
Yeah, I do feel that. I have all of my friends had babies last year, and I feel like every time I went to go see their babies for the first time, I had something for them and forgot it every single time.
mom brain is the real
thing.
So, Talia, when you do this and you give them the presents finally in February or March, does it come with a Merry Christmas too?
Oh, yeah. The Merry Christmas wrapping paper and everything.
Yep. Happy Easter. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Here's your gift.
You guys got an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, coming up, we're going to Cambi and Marin. Also, your chance to win 10 grand. Kiss cash code at 8 o'clock. But if you know, in life, you always want to be the best at everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people strive for excellence. I hope so.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe it's okay to be average. This is coming out. A new author says that you should just accept being average, and that is the ultimate key to happiness.
What?
Take joy in average.
In mediocrity?
We are there.
Yeah, but you've been.
That was definitely mediocre.
I am mediocre at everything.
That's what we strive for. Like whenever we do big contests or we ever try, we do like, oh, let's just do it, not 100%,
right?
And we do it well.
Why do it 100% for 50% of the people?
Right.
So is it saying that if you don't strive for excellence, then you'll always feel good about what you're doing?
Well, you always feel good enough.
That's my point. Like, even with schoolwork, like, as long as you are average or above, good for you.
I mean, C's get degrees, but...
If you're below average, then we got to chat.
Just accept that you're doing your best and that this is okay.
So doing your best and getting average results is what Roy's saying.
Yeah. You know, there's no need... She said that she realized this when she was working at a corporate company. And she was working endless hours, 15 hours a day. She ended up having a panic attack and a total meltdown because all she did, she put so much stock in work.
I do get it when it comes to like situations like that or situations that you've tried putting 100%, 150% into, but you're just treading water. Like you're just not getting the result that you want. Like maybe you're trying to get your boss's attention at work and he's just not privy to it.
I swear, we have been together for 5 years, going on 6 now as a show, and there's moments where we brainstorm and we have a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to go sit at Roy's pool up at his apartment complex and come out with all these ideas, and then you do the ideas and the ratings come out and they're like, okay, it did okay, but it didn't blow it away. And then like you have a month like October where it's just like us doing our thing and, you know, nothing crazy outside the box, you know, just the three of us doing a show with all of our friends, and our ratings blow through the roof.
Yeah. And you're like, why was I killing myself at Roy's pool to come up with an idea to hang Roy from a crane?
Right.
Where we could just take phone calls, laugh, have a good time, talk about relatable things, and get great ratings.
Yeah, so I guess I do understand from that aspect. I don't know. I would think that people...
Listen, average ain't in your vocabulary, sister. We've all seen your Christmas tree.
Your extra
house, your wine room, your party.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring
it. On Kiss 95.1.
Cece, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show. You are playing Can't Beat Lorette.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, Cece, throw her out so we can throw you a win, hopefully.
All right, Lorette, get out.
Going.
All right, Lorette is putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, question number one. The final episode of this show featuring Alex Trebek aired on Friday with a 90-second montage featuring some vintage clips. What show was that?
Jeopardy.
Question number two. Looks like Brian Austin Green has finally moved on from his ex, Megan Fox, who, by the way, is now dating Machine Gun Kelly. He played David Silver on what 90s TV show on Fox?
I don't know.
All right. Question number three. The Kardashians finished filming their show over the weekend. The show is ending after a 14-year run and 20 seasons, by the way. It aired on what network? Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired on what network?
TBC.
Question four. Miley Cyrus revealed that her beloved dog, Mary Jane, recently passed away after a battle with cancer. Hmm. She's also released a song, and we think that she mentions her ex in there a whole bunch. Who is he?
Liam Hemsworth.
Sierra is standing by her man even after defeat. Russell Wilson and his NFL team lost the playoff game on Saturday. Who is that? What team is that?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, come on in, Larib. Here she comes, marching in with her mask on.
All right. How did Cece do?
Got three correct.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. The final episode of this show featuring Alex Trebek aired on Friday. They also aired a 90-second montage featuring some of his vintage clips. What show is that?
Jeopardy.
1-1.
And question two. Looks like Brian Austin Green's finally moved on from his ex, Megan Fox, who is currently dating Machine Gun Kelly, BT Dubs. He played David Silver on what 90s Fox TV show?
Your all-time favorite. 90210.
That is correct. No answer from CC. 2-1.
Question three. The Kardashians finished filming their show over the weekend. The show is ending after 14 years and 20 seasons. Mm-hmm. It aired on what network?
E.
That is correct. Unfortunately, CC said TLC. 3-1.
All right. Miley Cyrus revealed that her beloved dog, Mary Jane, recently passed away after a battle with cancer. She also released a song. We think there's a lot of hints in there that reference her ex-husband. Who is he?
Liam Hemsworth.
You got it. 4-2.
Sierra is standing by her man even in defeat. Russell Wilson is the quarterback of what NFL team that lost a playoff game on Saturday?
The Seahawks.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorraine, you got 33 wins.
CeCe, couple of those gotcha. You know what we want to hear.
I'm CeCe from Blacksburg, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, CeCe.
Good job.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, Miranda.
Hello.
Rumor has it you're a frontline hero.
That's the truth. I work right now.
Where do you work, Miranda?
I work at Atrium Health Cabarrus. I'm on the postpartum unit.
Oh.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for continuing to do what you do.
I know. I'm too scared to even drive past the hospital because of the virus. You have to go there every day.
Yeah.
Did you get your vaccine yet?
I did. I got the first dose. I'm getting the second dose tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Have you grown a tail?
No, not yet.
Not yet, right. We wanted to hook you up with a exclusive MRL show, a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign. If we could get one to you, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
You could post it in your front yard, your backyard, wherever you want. At work, in your car. I saw somebody put it in the back of their car.
Oh, cool.
Literally on the floorboard so nobody could see it.
Hey, listen, whatever works. You're a frontline hero. You get to decide what you want to do with it.
Right.
But we'll leave it here at the radio station for you, okay? We appreciate what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Miranda. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
There is Miranda, who is a nurse at the postpartum.
Yep.
Well, tell me more about that.
So she deals with mothers who have just had babies and their babies.
Okay. And, like, the postpartum is, like, what you deal with right after the babies are here.
So they,
like,
they,
transition or whatever?
They move you from labor and delivery almost immediately after you have the child.
Okay.
And then you go to the postpartum floor.
Cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's Miranda. We have more Frontline Hero signs that we'll be distributing over the next couple of weeks as we are in the middle of this crazy pandemic. And I can see Roy is jealous that she got the vaccine. I can see it in the look.
Oh, big time. Can't wait for my rollout to... I'll be first in line, man.
I know.
I might call out sick at work just to get in line first thing in the morning.
You will not call out sick. You are going to come in guns ablaze, and your paper's going to be flying. Woo! I got vaccinated.
Look what I got.
So excited for it.
Listen, if the vaccination is available for you, congratulations. Hopefully you're taking advantage of it so that we can get back to normal and fight this thing. Okay, so here's a question I have for you. What do you have a ridiculous amount of? And it could be anything. You just have so much of it that if you lost one, you might not even know. I was doing laundry the other day, and my wife brought out her basket of stuff. So I'm not allowed to fold her shirts or her jeans because I don't do it right. So she put me on underwear, which you just have to separate, and socks. And my wife, has an unbelievable amount of socks, Loren. I mean, low socks, high socks. Funny socks with pigs on them, regular plain socks. And I'm like, babe, how many socks does one person need?
I have a lot of socks, too.
She says she goes through a lot of them, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else we have a ridiculous amount of? Coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we really only use mugs on the weekends because we're both on the go and we use our, you know,
thermoses
during the week.
Yeah.
And we could really get away with like four coffee mugs. But Amanda's like, yeah, but when my family comes, we all do coffee. Then what are we going to do? Put it in plastic cups?
Yeah, I have a weird amount of coffee mugs, and I don't even drink coffee. Just when you buy a set, you get them. And
right.
I have a weird thing where I don't donate or throw away my old sets. So, like, I have a bunch of, like, I could have a party for 30 at my house.
A tea party?
Yeah, just with the amount of plates I have.
A tea party.
Unbelievable.
And you never get through them because you wash and use the same four.
No, I
always go back up on top.
No, I don't even do that. I use paper. I use paper plates. What are you talking about?
That's good for the environment.
All right, who cares?
You got nailed. What about you, Ren? What do you have a ridiculous amount of?
I have a ridiculous amount of lotions for my face. Like, I don't know why, but if you go to my sink, like in my bathroom, there is like a lotion for everything. I've got like three eye creams there, three daily moisturizers, two overnights. I don't know. I just like kind of mix it up.
It's whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, what do you have a crazy amount of?
Probably t-shirts. I have a closet full of t-shirts. I have two drawers full of t-shirts.
Really?
I just don't, whether it's concert t-shirts. I have t-shirts from high school that I didn't want to throw away to the point where I asked my mom for Christmas to make me a t-shirt blanket because I don't want to give them away.
But you want to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Because it just like reminds me of things.
Bruce Nicole has a crazy amount of animals.
She does.
Do.
You are a savior. You're running a rescue out of your apartment.
Feels like it.
I have a lot of hand sanitizers, too. Back when the pandemic first started and you couldn't find hand sanitizer anywhere, when I did find it, I'd buy like two bottles every time I'd go to the store. I'd be like, oh, another two bottles. So I have a weird amount of hand sanitizer.
What do you guys have a crazy amount of? 704-570-9595. 803 texted in. Loren says, I have a crazy amount of leggings. Anywhere from black leggings to holiday leggings, I own about 63 pair.
Wow. I was going to say, maybe I have a crazy amount of workout clothes, but I don't work out. I should be healthier than I am.
Loren's like, I have a crazy amount of like tennis gear, and
right.
I don't play tennis.
Right.
Hey, you know what surprises me on the flip side is the lack of the amount of bras women have. Like, you guys, and I know just from conversations on the radio and stuff, like, we'll rotate. I mean, you don't have, like, 20 bras, I guess, the average woman.
We wear the same ones, like, over and over. Because, to be honest with you, it's really hard to find a comfortable bra.
Oh, my wife was in heaven. She showed me her new bra the other day, Roy.
It's so comfortable.
She said that she got it just after Christmas, and it was really comfortable, yeah.
Okay.
She's like, I love this. So I was like, well, get five more of them.
Right?
She's like, I'll just keep wearing this one.
They're expensive. That's why you don't buy five more of them.
I guess that's true.
Okay, we still have a lot to get to. We have $10,000 with the KISS cash code. And then on top of that, at 8 o'clock, we're going to be throwing in $500 for someone special. So don't go anywhere. If you want money, it's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hopefully you heard the code word that we just gave you a little while ago so you could score your grand prize of 10 grand and win 500 bucks just by texting that code word to 45911. Should I give it again just to be good?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Rich.
Rich?
R-I-C-H. My brother. Rich. Good luck. We'll do it every 2 hours now till 8 p.m. tonight. Your shot at $10,000 with the KISS cash code. Just the way of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show on KISS 95.1 saying thank you, love you, happy 2021. We're talking about what do you have an abundance of?
Yeah.
Like an unusual abundance of? It ain't cash for a lot of people. But maybe you could if you win this contest.
Yeah.
Funny text messages coming in, though, Ren.
Yeah, people say, I have a lot of books. I have a ton of reusable bags from Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Home Goods, you name it, I've got it. That's funny, because I have a ton, too.
But did you see what she said, too? She said she likes to see the new designs. Even her friends bring them to her. It's not like she just gets them and puts them up in her closet.
Yeah, that's strange.
I would say it's true. Why you got to attack her?
I'm not. It's her thing. I like. I mean,
that's not what you just said. You just said it was strange.
I think it's strange.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I have a ridiculous amount of sauces from fast food restaurants.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Wow. Yes.
I'm not one of those people.
I did, but Amanda cleaned out the drawer, and I was so mad.
We have that war in our house constantly. Dallas loads up on them, and I throw them away when he's not looking.
Why do you need all the sauces?
Because they don't go bad. And, like, if I ever want just, like, a Chick-fil-A sauce for some chicken tenders that I'm cooking for the kids, I have it there. So I go and I get them the other day, and they're gone. I go, babe, what happened? She goes, I had to clean the drawer out before the holidays.
But do you need 60 of them? Like, we can get by with four.
A lot of them they don't make anymore.
Then that means they're probably bad.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be eating them.
Yeah.
You mean a Roy Rogers mustard from 1987 could go bad?
That's like astronaut food. I'm sure it's fine.
How about somebody said they have a glass brewery cups. I love those, like the pint glasses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like those. I have a lot of that.
They break easy, though.
Yeah.
That's what stinks. Let's see. Someone says, I have opened more than 5 boxes of cereal at any time. That
really?
Gives me anxiety.
Really?
I think you can only have 2 boxes of cereal open at any
given
time. It's
going to get stale.
Depends on how many people are in your family, how many people eat cereal on a daily basis.
Well, this person says that they love the variety and they seriously could just live off of cereal. But you're right, Roy, because it goes bad, you shouldn't have more than 1 or 2 opened at a time. You got to finish. But you don't want Raisin Bran every day. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You want to have an option. Raisin Bran.
Yeah, can they make half? I know already the box is already halfway filled. Can they make it even less halfway filled?
Single serving.
Is that
please.
Possible?
All right, we got an unqualified advice for Roy coming up next.
Oh, I can help someone?
Yeah. Lorraine, it's about a Peloton.
Yeah, I can relate to this one totally.
Okay. Ooh.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
How can I help?
All right, Roy. Jessica needs some help, and I can totally relate to this. She says, hey, guys, my name is Jessica. I am emailing you because I need to know if any other wives or girlfriends have husbands that have a crush on their Peloton instructors. My husband got us a Peloton for Christmas on my request, and I love it. I use it 5 days a week. But on the other hand, my husband only goes on certain times because he likes a certain trainer. He says that she is a motivating one.
Quote.
Yeah, quote of it. Quotivating. Quote. Motivating, in quotes. She says, I'm pretty sure he's got a crush on her, and it's really annoying me. He brings her up all the time, and I'm just waiting for her to say her name in bed.
Oh, what?
Could you imagine?
What's wrong with he has a crush on a model fitness instructor on...
Who has no interest in him.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? She's probably dating some football NFL star anyway, so.
A couple of these Peloton trainers are married to some famous people, aren't they, Loren?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine that this is Jess King, because my entire family is, like, in love with Jess King. And although I know I've taken her classes before, she's great. She's too positive for me. I'm like,
she's too assuring.
And butterflies, lady. I'm like, I need some real deal stuff. So I like Cody Rigsby, personally. But my husband likes this dude, Alex Tressant. and he will only take his classes.
Do you think your husband has a crush on Alex?
I think he does. I think he's got a man crush on him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with the little. So what do you want? What are they asking? Should they, like, say something? What's the question?
Should we burn the Peloton?
She goes on to say he's lost about 10 pounds since we've gotten the bike, and I'm just wondering what I should do or if anybody else is going through the same thing.
Alex Croissant is my type of croissant.
Nicole, order me a Peloton immediately.
Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Dallas gets so upset too if he doesn't get a shout out in the class.
Whoa.
I'm like, dude,
he's a fan.
He's a super fan.
Let's go, Dallas and Charlotte.
No, Dallas is his. You have handles like you do on Twitter,
yeah,
or Instagram. And Dallas's is not. It wasn't intended to be dirty. But if you don't know Dallas, then you think his handle is dirty.
Please tell me his handle's like Big Daddy something.
It's Big D Little C.
Big D Little C?
Yeah.
What? Why would he?
He's nuts.
His name is Dallas.
Why would he pick Big D Little C?
Big Dallas Little C.
Yeah.
Like a bike seat.
He thought it was funny, but some people in his life, we call him Big D. Like, it's not like
Big D.
Like, you're thinking if Alex Troussant sees it come up on the thing, he's like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, Alex Troussant's freaking out, man.
See, 704 texted in and says that they banned their partner, LOL, from watching one particular person. And then 757 says, hell yes, my husband has a man crush on Cody Rigsby. Hashtag straight dude for Cody.
I love Cody.
And now I'm looking at Cody Rigsby. Yeah, he's attractive too.
Listen,
look at all these. They're all attractive.
I really need to get a Peloton.
And
hell yeah.
I told you. Who is this that sent in?
Jessica.
I know this is unqualified advice for Roy, but do you mind if I put my one cent in?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, Jessica, this is no different than a movie star or a TV star. You know what I mean? Like, you can have an attraction to Jennifer Aniston. Your husband can have an attraction to someone like that. Or you can have an attraction to Leo DiCaprio. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. Or you ban them from watching those movies.
But even beyond that, it's not a big deal for you to find someone attractive. Even they don't even have to be like some big celebrity like that. Loren and I went to go see, we had the same dentist because he was smoking hot.
He
was a beautiful man.
Cody ain't bad either.
It's not like we were ever going to, you know, it's not like there was anything that was going to ever happen with our dentist.
I'm sure that Jessica is not irritated that he only likes the one instructor. Because, like I said, I've got my one instructor that I always go to. The problem is, she says, and I'm trying to re-find it in this note, but she says he talks about her all the time. That's the problem.
Oh, well, that's crazy.
Listen, you're just going to have to swallow it and get over it.
Should she say something to him?
No.
Like, hey, it's making me uncomfortable. No, you keep bringing it up.
It shouldn't make you uncomfortable. You got to get a little bit more security.
All right, we got to go to break. Roy has spoken. Settle down, Jessica.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
Got a text message from 828. You can always text us, by the way, at 704-570-9595. You don't have to text us things as sweet and nice as this, but 828 says, hey, this is Kimberly from Lenore. I love y'all's radio show. I listen every morning on my way to work. Love you guys. Your biggest fan.
Oh, love you, Kimberly.
We'll write that back because we send back texts, too.
I'm going to call you Kim. Unprovoked. Hopefully we're on that basis.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. And thanks to everyone who listened and made the MRL show really great in ratings, by the way, in the fall and heading into the holidays. So thank you, guys. What your pet name says about your relationship from lovepanky.com.
Love Panky.
Well, this should be a good quality source.
Who wants in? Who's ready to hear what your pet name says about your relationship? Okay. Boo. Hey, Boo. Or Shorty. This one's popped up a lot in recent years, according to Love Panky. It seems to be a favorite in the rap and hip-hop musical community. However, the same community is also known for referring to women as B's and H's. So if this is the kind of impression you're happy having your other half associate with you, then no issue is to be had being called Boo, Shorty, or Shawty. But they're saying it kind of comes from, sometimes it comes from a place where men speak less about women in music. Don't respect mm-hmm. women. Yeah. Okay. How about Prince or Princess? Roy, that's yours, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Prince Sterling.
No, we don't use that.
For all intents and purposes, this pet name indicates fairly healthy relationship markers.
Hmm. What if you don't have a pet name?
Shows that they hold you in great esteem and have a huge amount of respect for you and see you as a very precious part of their lives. This one I think we can all agree on. Number three is Babe.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Yes.
It's an easy pet name.
It kind of occupies halfway territory between the first two. It isn't quite as dismissive as Boo, but it still lacks a serious intent and somewhat casual level of appreciation for your partner.
Like a basic.
It does show that they are attracted to you, but shows that your physical merits are probably more important than anything else you have to offer. What?
Wait, it says your physical is more important than, because you say Babe?
Yeah.
No, we connect on an emotional level, and I call him Babe.
I say Babe more than I think anything else. I don't even know if I consider that a pet name, though. It's so, like, universal.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I don't really do pet names.
Us either.
Well, I mean, we do. All right, so cutesy pet names. A lot of younger couples, especially younger ladies, love to use cutesy pet names for their other halves. You know, what? Sugar Bunny, Schnookums, Pumpkin, Love Puppy.
Love Puppy.
I
call my wife LB, Love Bug, and Puppy. We call each other Pup.
I call my kids Love Bugs.
First of all, this says, let me congratulate you on consistently managing to keep your lunch down when you say this to each other. And then they go on to say, secondly, let me just say that the cutesy nicknames aren't always as positive as they may seem.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this article. This article from Love Panky, what your pet names say about your relationship.
Does it say you're overcompensating?
No. No, let's see. Oh, none, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's more me.
It's a sticky issue, they go on to say. If you don't have a pet name for you, or they don't have a pet name for you, or you don't have one for them, then you're probably wondering why. Well, at the beginning of a relationship, they feel that it isn't appropriate to use one, or they don't know you well enough to choose the right kind of pet name that fits you.
Okay.
Which actually shows a degree of common sense, but on the flip side, if you've been together with someone for more than 3 years and they're still not using a pet name, it makes you wonder what they really think about you.
Oh, no, this is a horrible article. Because I think people who use pet names all the time are weird. Not they're weird, but I think it's like I knew a guy. I would talk to him. We were buds. And then when his wife called, the way he sounded and what he said was unbelievable. It was like, yeah, man, yeah. Hey, sweetheart.
I'm a different person.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell is that?
That's Ed Helms in The Hangover.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's like, shut up, my wife is calling. Hey, babe, nothing. We're just going to go down to the casino. And
it's like a personality change when his wife called.
Yeah. So, all right, that whole list is up at kiss951.com. Go find out what your pet name says about your relationship, and you could be upset at it, too.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Happy National Milk Day, everybody.
Milk?
Yes, January 11th is National Milk Day. Not to be confused with World Milk Day, Loren, which falls on June 1st. National Milk Day commemorates the day that many believe the first milk deliveries in glass bottles began in the United States. In what year? I'll give you multiple choice because it's difficult.
I don't know, but I know it happened in my dad's lifetime because when he was younger, he was running up the stairs in Pittsburgh, and they're really steep stairs to get to the houses, after he picked up the milk, and he fell and broke the milk container and almost cut his arm off with the container. Like, they had to tie his tendons together.
My neighbor used to get milk delivery every day, and they had a little milk container outside, yeah, and the milk that came wasn't even covered. It was, like, in a jug that came right off the truck.
I'm going to say in the 50s.
I'll give you multiple choice, and Roy, you can jump in and play, too.
Okay.
According to records, the first milk deliveries in glass bottles began in the United States in 1942, 1910, or 1878. What say you?
Oh, 1878.
I'll say 42.
1878 is the correct answer.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
While we don't know if that's true, we do know that glass bottles allow milk to be delivered in sanitary conditions to customers at that time.
I think my parents got milk deliveries for the longest time. Like, I even remember getting milk deliveries. They would come and deliver eggs and breakfast foods, and it would be like a little refrigerator.
That's cute.
Out front. And the guy would roll up in a little, like,
he'd roll up in a truck, and he would drop off your milk and your eggs and everything. So I think he even gave you sausage.
Really?
We'd have a...
That's called a grocery drop.
Well, but it was only for, like, I guess whatever the farm made. And we had, like, a checklist.
Hmm.
and we tell the milkman what we wanted.
That's cool. I wish we still had that.
Yeah.
I have a guy, by the way, Loren, if you're interested, that delivers chicken tenders to the house.
Yeah, I have this other guy. It's Postmates. You can deliver everything.
Well,
chicken
yeah.
tenders hey, is random.
By the way, my friend wanted vodka and didn't want to go to the ABC store the other day. Will Postmates do that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I thought they would. Maybe it is in some states.
I think they can do one. Because I have had something where I had to show my ID to the Postmates before.
I remember Post Malone, like, doing a story in The Dirty that Post Malone had done, like, $500,000 in liquor.
Maybe it's just a North Carolina law?
Probably.
Nicole?
In North Carolina, it's not legal to get liquor delivered, but you can get beer and wine. Or, like, seltzers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just not liquor.
Do you know you can milk anything with nipples? Did you know that?
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
Good.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Living life through Roy's eyes.
I know I see Jupiter's clear as day at night. I don't know if that matters.
You see Jupiter clear as day at night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hear Roy weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show.
I got an awesome game that I want to play with you guys coming up after 9. It's called Kim or Kanye.
Okay. I'm excited.
Our staff found a bunch of different quotes, and you'll have to guess whether it's Kim or Kanye who said the quotes. And I was just playing it off the air here, and it's pretty hard.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, though. Did you play the Powerball? Where's the rest of the show?
I don't know where she went. Dude.
Where'd the girls go?
I don't know where they're talking about us.
I mean, would they go to the bathroom to chat about us?
To be fair, I filmed a TikTok and you took your pants off and maybe that made people uncomfortable.
I thought there was a certain set of standards that were dropped when you walked through the door here. You do whatever you could for a laugh.
No, I mean, not even I expected to look back and see a buttock.
I don't know. Nicole's gone. Here comes Loren walking in. Yeah, don't worry about us. We're not doing a show or anything. Where's Nick? What were you and Nicole in the bathroom talking about us?
No, Nicole just went downstairs for something.
What?
I don't know what she's doing.
Should she tell us?
There's a virus out there.
Well, she had a mask on.
Oh, I know, but I mean, like, if you watch Wendy Williams, the executive, Gelman doesn't just bail out on Kelly and Ryan in the middle of the show to go pick something up from his wife.
She's got
to
get her smoothie.
I mean, where did she go?
I don't know. She made soup in the kitchen, and then she went downstairs or something. I don't know.
That's even a bolder move. You left something in the microwave to go outside downstairs.
She took it with her.
Well, we'll find out what's
going on.
We
thought maybe you guys were in there talking about us. No. You know, guys against girls.
You know how the girls go to the bathroom together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was the only one in there.
Did you guys play the Powerball or the Mega Millions?
No, but I wanted to because it was like $500,000 or $500,000,000 or something.
Did someone win?
No. No, the jackpots for Powerball and Mega Millions are still growing, with more than $1 billion up for grabs this week. The prize grew yet again after Saturday night's Powerball drawing failed to produce a big winner. The Powerball jackpot now stands at $550 million, while the Mega Millions jackpot is near $600 million.
I mean, what would you even do with that kind of money?
Well, I'd pay off my house.
Would you continue to work?
Maybe get a car wash.
Yeah. I guess I'd put it in some stock.
Would I continue to work? I don't know. I love doing this. I would say that, like, let's change our hours.
Yeah, it's going to be the show at afternoon.
I'd love to, I don't know, though. See, the other thing, too, is like, I kind of like getting up early and getting out before everyone else and waking everyone up. It's kind of in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, first one up, you know, like, our job is to get you guys into work and home from work if you're a third shifter. It takes a special group of people to do that and be chipper and excited every day.
Yeah, that's true.
That ain't us, but, I mean, there's certain people out there that are like that. Here's another quick story. Did you see this? A woman punched a mom after the kid kicked her seat on a flight.
Oh, my gosh. That is so aggressive. And that's coming from me, by the way.
The woman was sitting in front of two kids ages 3 and 7. And according to reports, she became increasingly agitated after telling their mother to have them stop kicking her seat. The mom ignored her request and later hit her on the shoulder, but they couldn't find a witness who saw what happened. What did others see? The woman whose seat was being kicked, They saw her punching the mom in the face a few times.
Wow, God. What goes on?
Which country is this? Because it just doesn't sound... Well, I don't know. Actually, it just kind of sounds like America.
Kind of fits right in.
Right? You can't say that anymore, yeah. Really. Spirit Airlines heading from Portland, Spirit. Oregon.
Well, there you, every, tensions are on the rise when you fly Spirit.
Listen, tensions no are Spirit. High on Spirit no matter what. I took a flight on Spirit, and my seat was taped together with duct tape.
As long as the engine wasn't.
Weren't we, Manny, on an American flight that was, like, all ratty, and I, like, told them, hey, your seat's broken.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
What sucked was when we flew out to L.A., we took this beautiful, brand-new Boeing jet, Roy and I, and then on the way back, it was like we got Grandpa's, you know, 1983 Chevy station wagon.
I heard it backfire.
This plane. Is what our plane, Roy actually took audio of our plane taking off. In this old ratty plane. You ready? Listen to this.
There he goes. Going back to Charlotte.
Bye, L.A. Don't worry about us. Heading back to the Carolinas in Pappy's car. Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Loren, you weren't in here, but I told Roy I want to play a game.
Okay.
I got our staff went and found different comments. And you have to guess, in honor of Kim and Kanye divorcing, whether it was Kim who said the comment or Kanye.
Okay. Brother, this is going to be very good. I can imagine the nuttier it's Kanye. But if you want to join and play with us, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Kim or Kanye, that's the game we play next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Contestant to play against Roy and Loren in a game called Kim or Kanye. Simple game. Some of our staff found quotes from the past couple years, and you have to guess whether Kim said it or Kanye said it. 704-570-9595.
They both say outrageous things. I would think Kanye's would be a little crazier, but
I just told Roy a little while ago I was playing by myself. Like, you know, during a song, and I got like three wrong.
Okay, I'm excited.
I thought I knew for sure. 704-570-9595. You can play that game. It's called Kim or Kanye. Welcome. Here they are now. Remember Kim and Kanye showed up on Family Feud? It was like Kanye's Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Just to get him on the show. Speaking of game shows, anybody else watch Alex Trebek's last...
I did not.
Last show.
I didn't either. I don't know if I'm ready.
It was good.
Was it?
His producer, though, said that he didn't know it was his last show, but he was in incredible pain.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell his voice was like a little, he was just seemed a little tired.
Yeah.
You know, more than normal. So he died doing what he loved. That was hosting that show, Jeopardy. So this week starts the first week with out Alex Trebek as the host.
And in honor of that, you're going to play this stupid game.
Kim or Kanye, if you want to jump in, 704-570-9595. You ready for the first quote?
Let's do it.
All right, here you go. Roy, we'll get you first. Here's something that's contrary to popular belief. This is the quote. Here's something that's contrary to popular belief. I actually don't like thinking. I think people think I think a lot, and I don't. I don't like to think at all. Is that Kim or Kanye?
Kanye.
You can say confidently, the answer is Kanye. Mm-hmm. Correct.
I think I've heard that.
Sounds like a Kanye quote. Yeah.
How about this one, Loren? We'll go to you. I'm not a fan of books. Is that Kim or Kanye?
Ooh, that's tough. That could easily be both.
That is a tough one. I think it's Kanye.
I'm not a fan of books. Show me Kanye. You are right. Boy, nobody wanted to play Kim or Kanye. I thought this was a great game.
Nah, nobody's listening. It's just us.
No.
We talk to each other.
If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. That's the quote, Roy. If you have this opportunity to play this game of life, you have to appreciate every moment. Is that Kim or Kanye?
Kim.
Competent?
I think so, too.
Oh!
Really?
That was too much of a complete sentence for him.
Made too much sense.
Loren, Kim or Kanye, I want to be a vampire. I would die to be in the movie Twilight.
Oh,
it's going to be Kim.
Yeah, the Twilight.
I want to be a vampire. I would die to be in Twilight.
If it was just I want to be a vampire, I'd be like Kanye. But then you throw the Twilight in.
It is Kim. And the last one, Roy. I buy myself a gift every year, so this year I bought everything I wanted.
you would immediately say Kim, but I'm going to go with Kanye.
Thought process being?
I don't know, curveball. Because I feel like it's too outwardly Kim.
No, I think it's Kim.
It is Kim.
Okay. Well, I should have just went with a gut.
Well, because everyone loved this so much and our phones were jammed with people wanting to play, don't worry. We got round two to play tomorrow.
No. We know when a bit bombs.
I don't know what's wrong. Nicole, I thought that was a great game. Kim or Kanye. Those are good quotes, too.
She doesn't seem entertained.
Are the phones working or are the phones broken, maybe?
Phones are just fine.
So it's just us.
The phones are just fine.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and LaRan Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. LaRan, what's going on in Hollywood?
So we were all excited to see that Sex and the City is getting a reboot, and Sarah Jessica Parker confirmed it. But
what's so sad about it?
I don't know if this is a huge shock, but only three of the main characters are coming back. Kim Cattrall will not be joining them. And we know that there was major drama on the set of Sex and the City between Kim Cattrall and SJP.
Roy, she played the Samantha character, who was...
the older, very...
sexual.
Yes.
woman. What do they do? Are they... So, by the way, this is going to HBO Max, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, Sarah Jessica Parker, I feel like, plays this... really good girl in the media, and I feel like she just taken jabs at Kim Cattrall because she said that she's gonna miss her on the reboot, and you know dang well SJP is not gonna miss drama on set.
So it's coming to HBO Max. They say when? They released a teaser trailer.
Yeah.
By the way, the teaser's up at kiss95.1.com if you missed it.
I don't have it in this article.
I'm dying for a reboot of my favorite show, The West Wing.
Maybe.
I would love that.
Although Rob Lowe is in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and everyone's now old. Like, I don't know how you reboot it when everyone's old.
Rob's in a new show now.
What show is he in?
He's in some fire department show.
Oh, he is in some fire department show.
Loren, the best part is going to be what they say about Samantha, the character of Kim Cattrall. They'll probably say that she, like, left to go be a nun. And Samantha took a complete turn of celibacy and became a nun.
Just to write her off.
Yes, that's... yeah.
Just to write her off.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Sex and the City reboot coming to HBO Max.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you something else now, and I forgot.
Well...
if you think about it, call us.
All right.
You know what we can all think about? Are you going to continue the dirty?
Yeah.
I have other stories.
I just forgot what I wanted to tell you about Sex and the City.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, your radio partner was there to pick you up, though.
I was ready to move to something else.
I love it. Thank you. We all know that Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce now. At least that's what's on the wire. Now, they do have a prenup. And we've got word on how assets will be divided. And apparently Kim is going to get $1 million for every year that she was married to Kanye. And that doesn't seem like enough money to me.
Not at all. How long were they together?
She's got three beautiful kids from him.
Since 2014.
Yeah, but those kids are going to have expensive taste. And you're going to have to afford that expensive taste.
Yeah, how could Kim ever afford that?
Oh, yeah. She's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. More than him. We've looked.
The kids are not part of the prenup, so they will have to go into a custody battle.
Okay.
And then The Bachelor is on tonight, and this is the season that I feel like everybody locally is really excited about because Matt is kind of from this area.
Went to school with Nicole, our producer.
But I found this really funny article about why girls have the same dress on in a lot of the episodes. And it's the producers that are trying to manipulate situations where they'll go through the girls' wardrobes and be like, oh, I really like this dress, even though they know this other girl's going to wear the exact same dress because they're trying to start drama between the people on the show.
Look, it's a TV show.
I know.
It's the way it goes.
They did that to me when we were on that one show. We went to L.A. to film, like, where you talk about the best part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they made me wear the same outfit that I wore on an episode that they played. So, like, we, like, had to break down an episode, and I was wearing what we were breaking down. I looked stupid as everything.
Did they ask you to bring that outfit, or did you just happen to bring it, and they were like, oh, we like this, you should wear this?
You had to bring, like, five outfits, and then they got to, like, pick from them. Remember that?
Yeah, they used to take pictures of our outfits, too, so they knew what we wore that day in case we had to go back and reshoot something.
Yep. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, if you want $10,000, it's called the Kiss Cash Code. We are hooking it up. Your next chance to win is coming up here in about 6 minutes, and we'll throw in an extra
five. 15. 15. 10 a.m. Yeah.
That's right. That's
15,
right.
1-5, I held up.
I know. Well, you know, 1-5 to me was 6. I don't know what I was thinking. So it's 15 minutes, your chance to win $10,000, and we're going to throw in another $500.
Good thing I wasn't part of your NASCAR team, dude. I'd be like, come in 15 laps. You'd come in at 6.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.